The county council deliberated over arguments for 4.5 hours. The resort affiliate TCFC PropCo proposed to build a new maintenance shed off Canyons Resort Drive, downhill from the Grand Summit Hotel. While Jasper turned down the project in an April 25th decision, the appellant said the plan is allowed in that location, parcel RC-15, under the Basin Planning Code and the SPA approval for the Canyons Resort. In their motion against the plan, council members said the site plan was in Resort Village open space, but they did not agree with the county manager that the Canyons SPA would have to go through a substantial amendment to change that. An original document called Exhibit B sets down land uses, but TCFC representatives argued that document's always been conceptual. They said as final site plans have been approved, development and open space areas have been shifted around several times in the past 15 years. Council members agreed with that, but said the changes still have to be approved by the county. And they said in the end, County Manager Jasper did not authorize 20,000 square feet of density from the maintenance building to go onto open space. In their second major finding, the council said the uses proposed in the ski maintenance shed are not allowed under the zoning for RC-15, which is commercial retail support. Jasper's ruling had said the maintenance building has to go on mountain. However, the council did not render an opinion about that. TCFC argued the term on mountain isn't even defined in the canyon's approval, and perhaps their proposed location could qualify. Speaking for TCFC, planner Spencer White and attorney Sean Farron said they were feeling some frustration. Farron said after months of processing and getting encouragement from the staff, they then ran into an objection from development director Pat Putt over the placement of a retaining wall near wetlands, and then Jasper's rejection based on zoning.
So we went down the process. We did just what you said we should do. We came in with a plan and said, does this work? And they said yes. And then the next step was someone complained about a setback. And so we evaluated that simple issue, not a zoning issue, but that simple issue to say, now we think we comply here. And only a long way down the road were we told, no, we're changing. And I'm not saying, Pat, that you can't read the document. But that's the inherent problem we've got, is, Chris, that's exactly what we thought we did. We thought we came in and said, is this site okay? And everyone initially said yes.
Council Chairman Chris Robinson said he empathized, and he's been on the other side of the approval process himself. But even though the resort followed the cues given them by staff, the final decisions had not been made yet.
It's not over until it's over, and you can't go to bank with incremental nods from staff members who are not the ultimate decision makers after all appropriate appeals. It is what it is, this process, and when it gets right down to it, it's up to the manager to decide in this case. And he made a decision, and then it's up to us, and then the next step is the district court. And unfortunately, it's a very sloppy thing, and it would be nice if we could all get it right within the first 10 minutes of the first meeting. And then it would be very nice. Life would be a lot easier, but that's not the way it is.
Among other comments, Council Member David Ure said he was reluctantly upholding the manager's denial.
I think things have changed, and I think they've changed for the better. And I think we're finally reading the codes the way the codes are supposed to be read. It's like I said a half hour or an hour ago, are we here to resolve problems, or are we here to say yes or no? I believe that the way the law is written right now and the way it's being interpreted right now, I believe I don't have a choice but to vote to support what the manager has done, even though I do not like it at all. But the law is the law, and that's what we're here to fulfill and try and follow.
County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.